Everybody tried to make us feel like this is the biggest night of our entire lives.
Foo Fighters played Glastonbury this weekend, a mere 130,000 people singing Dave's song. Now, you wouldn't imagine that most moms ever get the experience of sitting behind a curtain and watching tens of thousands of fans in a worshipful frenzy over their sons. But Virginia Hanlon Grohl, mother to Foo Fighters leader Dave Grohl, has had that experience countless times. Even in the old days, when Dave was drummer for the band Nirvana, she got to experience her own motherly Nirvana while wearing earplugs. Now in her 70s, Virginia has watched and wondered how other parents navigated the journey to fame for their talented and in some cases troubled children. In her book, From Cradle to the Stage, Virginia talked with 18 moms of famous musicians and discovered many were single moms just like her.
I was a single parent teacher working several jobs. I would teach during the day and then I would teach SAT preps and all kinds of other things during the evenings and summer, and I worked at Bloomingdale's, and I worked for a carpet cleaning company. I worked all the time to try to keep things together. It's expensive living outside D.C. And so we weren't rolling in money. David always says that was one of the great benefits. He grew up not having very much and not needing very much.
What were you most curious about other moms? What were the questions that you had about yourself that maybe you wanted to see if there was a pattern here, something like that?
I did. I didn't have a lot of agenda. I didn't have a lot of real itinerary for this. But I was curious about where the tough times were, where the breakaway times were, something really was decided or happened. And I really found them. For example, I found that at the age of 12 to 13, almost all of our little rockers determined absolutely that there was no question about what life was going to be for them. It was going to be music. And there was no changing that from that point on. And that surprised me. Not many people know at 12 what their life's work is going to be. It surprised me.
How much did you understand the grunge scene as a cultural phenomenon, as a kind of a statement about the world?
I knew quite a few of the young men and women who were in that movement. They were not in our community. We lived in a suburb in Virginia, but we went into D.C., and that's where the action was for that. And David was so young, I had to drive him to go play music with these people.
Like at D.C. Space and the old places?
Yes, D.C. Space. Wow. Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I loved that place. And I got to know these people, and they were deep thinkers. They weren't crazy kids. There was a group called Positive Force, and they had really good intentions about what changes they wanted their music to make. So I admired a great deal of it. Honestly, I hardly understood any of the lyrics. I don't know what they were screaming about. But the energy was phenomenal and translated to the audiences. And for the most part, it was a positive force. So I didn't have a problem with it.
Can I just ask, what's the father situation in your family and Dave's sort of father connection?
I know. I felt sort of bad just almost acting as if he'd never happened, and of course he did. And we were divorced when David was really young, I think maybe 8 or 9, something like that. And his father was a writer, a political writer in Washington. And he also had been a classical musician. He wasn't so crazy about the kind of music David was playing and thought it was a waste of time and didn't get on board for a long time. It took it took Nirvana to convince him that his son had any talent.
Yeah, Nirvana, huh?
And they had a meeting of the minds at some point, you know, towards the end. There were some difficult times. There was a lot of conflict, but they met in the middle after a few years.
As a journalist, I really admire your work in investigating the experience of Amy Winehouse's parents.
Oh,
can you tell me about that experience?
Yes, that was startling. I read several books about Amy before I went to visit her mother, and we met in London in her garden, and she was assisted to the chair. She has a cane now. She has multiple sclerosis. And sat down, smiling and bright, and just amazed me with her recollections. And she is the most optimistic woman I've ever met. She has been through the most horrible years and refuses to let that say to her that everything is bleak and horrible. She has a bright outlook on everything and looks forward to the next day, the next week. She's unbelievable.
I think the Amy Winehouse experience connects directly to your direct experience with Kurt Cobain and what happened in that band. And how you talk about the media a lot, but how sad was it to watch someone have such a gift that it really was almost too heavy to bear, even given the media's excesses?
It was. And it was doubly difficult because of that intrusion. It was difficult for David because people were poking at him with, tell us this, tell us that. That was a very short, very dramatic time. And his mother and I agreed. She didn't want to do the traditional interview story kind of thing. But she said, I do want you to tell those few things you tell me that I love hearing about him. And that's what I did. So I just took exactly the things that she loved to hear and wrote those. And, you know, one was the conversation in my living room where he sort of separated himself from the group and sat behind everybody. And I joined him and we talked about Dandelion Wine and some other books that were on the shelf. And it was just a really pleasant conversation. And it wasn't about music and it wasn't about the craziness outside. It was just talking about books. And there were, you could have those moments, but they were very rare.
So did you have any thoughts when you met all these moms of maybe putting together a famous mom band?
Well, I do have a song in mind that I want us all to entertain our sons and daughters with. I'm going to write sort of an anthem in the, probably a take-up on We Are the World kind of thing, where they're all the voices, and we are the moms, and sing and serenade them with that. If I can ever get us all together, I want to get us all together around a dinner table, because they're dying to meet each other. They haven't met each other. And then maybe we'll sing for everybody.
That sounds great. I'd come to that concert.
Good. We'll get
I bet, I bet Dave would be the backup band.
I hope so.
Virginia, thank you so much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Virginia Grohl is the mother of Dave Grohl, frontman for the Foo Fighters and former drummer for Nirvana. Her book, From Cradle to the Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars, came out earlier this year.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.